Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Congressional observers and even some members of Congress are raising alarms about the staff that supports the legislative branch. Their salaries are significantly lower than 5 years ago. And the cadre of professional staff members is the smallest in decades. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, five experts urge Congress to reverse that trend. Lee Drutman is a senior fellow in the program on political reform at the New America Foundation and one of the signatories. He talked with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about why experience matters on Capitol Hill.
There's a decline in both the number of positions and policy-related roles and the salaries. So just a few numbers. Between 2009 and 2013, median pay for House legislative director has gone down from $93,000 a year to $81,000 a year in real dollars, and the median pay for a House legislative assistant has declined from $55,000 to about $48,000. Senate, it's a little better, but it's also on the decline. Median pay for a Senate legislative director has gone down from $148,000 to $131,000. Median pay for a legislative assistant is down from $73,000 to about $66,000. So all these, so salaries are going down. So Congress is paying less, and you know, they're probably getting less qualified people as a result.
As far as the reasons behind it, is it just entirely concordant with the argument that we need a smaller government and that Congress can't continue to pay people large salaries while they're asking the executive branch to shrink, or are there other reasons besides that?
It's precisely that Congress has cut its own budget allotments, and everybody's trying to tighten their belts. I mean, House Republicans in particular have been very austere in funding of their own offices. I guess that they want to show that they're serious about tightening their budget. But it's very short-sighted, because if the legislative branch doesn't have capacity, how can they oversee the executive branch, which spends the vast, vast amount of money that the federal government spends? So it seems incredibly short-sighted if your goal is to save taxpayers' money.
Yeah, and do we have good data or even sort of anecdotal evidence on actual turnover rates, whether staffers are leaving at a higher rate now than maybe 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, they certainly are, yeah. Tenures are much, much shorter. People leave at a much, much faster rate. That's absolutely the case.
And so what are the practical implications of all this? I mean, in the abstract, you can assume, as you argue persuasively in your article, that generally these lesser experienced staffers are going to turn to lobbyists to get smart on an issue, and that it makes it a lot harder to do oversight if you don't understand what agencies are doing. But I mean, can you give us a practical or even theoretical example or two of why that kind of matters to the overall functioning of government?
It also matters for reasons of institutional knowledge, right? I mean, if you're passing a reauthorization bill, if nobody's around who did that bill 5 years earlier, or very few people are, you're going to have to start from scratch again. It matters because most of the work is done by staff, and if staffers aren't there long enough to build relationships, including bipartisan relationships, it's very hard for them to legislate collaboratively. It matters because Congress is a complicated place. Legislative process is a complicated process, and unless you've been there for a while, you don't really understand how things work. And if you're only there for a few years, you finally figure out how things work, and then you know what? You've maxed out at your salary. You have two kids who you want to see. You want to be able to afford to buy a house in a decent school district. You got to go and do something else, become a lawyer, become a lobbyist, and then the next 25-year-old is going to come in, totally doesn't know what he or she is doing, and is going to have to look elsewhere. And you know, if you looked at any company and said, oh, you know, this is how we should run our company. We should have smart kids doing everything, and then as soon as they figure out what they're doing, as soon as they get some real expertise, we should stop giving them salary increases and just let them leave, right? I mean, you'd think that's a terrible way to run a business. And yet that's how we run the Congress of the U.S. government.
Yeah, and when you look at that issue of expertise and the kind of longevity that you need to build that expertise, are there differences between the committee staffs who are supposed to be kind of subject matter experts and the staffs and members' own personal offices?
Well, certainly the turnover in personal offices is considerably higher than the turnover in committee offices. Committees tend to hold people around longer. But look, committees are doing less and less legislating. More and more of the legislating is going through leadership in both chambers. So there's less and less for committees to do. So you know, there's less and less reason for people to stick around longer. I mean, the thrill of being in Congress is actually getting to do stuff. More and more is being taken away from committees. There's fewer and fewer people to do it. People are, to the extent that they are doing stuff, you know, they're overworked, but they don't have the same level of responsibility that they did. So there are a bunch of trends that are sort of reinforcing each other here. And you know, it's very hard for Congress to deal with the range of issues it needs to deal with if everything is going through the bottleneck of centralized party leadership.
As you point out, Mike Lee, the very conservative senator from Utah, is behind this new project called the Article One Project to kind of take back the power of the legislative branch. I think he was also one of the members who sponsored a bill that would basically get rid of Chevron deference to agencies on individual regulatory matters a couple weeks ago. I mean, what do you make of the fact that what arguments there are among members for a reinvigorated Congress seem to be coming from the conservative side of the spectrum? In other words, when you're coming from an ideological point of view, as we said before, that's usually arguing for smaller government, what's the saleable political argument for higher salaries and more staff?
Well, I think it's the argument that, you know, Congress is the first branch of government, and Congress, in order to fulfill its constitutional duty, that includes some oversight of the executive branch, needs smart, qualified people to experienced people who really know the subject matter, who really know the issues well, to actually do that, right? So, I mean, it's fine if Senator Lee, you know, and many others want to say, look, you know, the Obama administration is doing a bunch of stuff that we don't think they should be doing, but then they actually try to engage and they don't have the people to actually say, well, how would we go about changing this, or what should we do, or can we provide a credible alternative? And you know, you can have a conversation between folks in the agencies and folks in Congress that's substantive if you have people on both sides who really understand the issues, and then they can debate the finer points. But what you have instead is folks in the agencies who, many of them, make an entire career out of it. They have their own problems, but they have a much higher level of expertise and knowledge about the issues. And then folks in Congress who basically know how to put out a press release.
And Lee, just to finish us off, this is a slightly separate topic, but should we also be worried about whether the expertise of actual members is on the decline? And that's probably harder to quantify, but my gut tells me that if members are spending a lot more time fundraising and a lot less time here in D.C. than they were 20, 30 years ago, they're not as up to speed on individual issues as they could be either.
And another point is that the issues have become a lot more complicated. The range and depth of issues that any member of Congress is supposed to be an expert on is astounding and mind-boggling. In the past, members of Congress would specialize in one or two issues, and they would make their name on that. Now they're expected to be experts on everything. They're expected to spend all their time fundraising, and they're constantly traveling back and forth. Presumably they could use that time to read briefing books, but they can't be experts on everything. I mean, the only way that Congress can function as a smart and knowledgeable institution is for members to specialize and to really become experts. That's the way the committee system used to work. That system has broken down. But even so, they need their staffs, right? The issues have become extremely complicated because the world has become a more complicated place, which is kind of a banal observation, but it's true.
Lee Drutman is a senior fellow at the New America Foundation, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. We'll post a link to the letter he co-wrote urging better pay for congressional staff at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, when it comes to promotions, lots of federal employees think they depend on who you know and not what you know. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.